announcement.
Hell yeah, it is. The Whānau Marama New Zealand International Film Festival is back, of course, for 2025, and today the program is out, so you can start circling all your favourite films. And we are delighted to have Paolo Bertolin joining us from, is it the director of the film festival? Are you there, Paolo?
Yes, good morning, everyone. Morena.
Morena. Buongiorno, Paolo.
Buongiorno.
Oh, I got you there now. Well, welcome. Thanks for being on air with us.
So
the film festival, the program comes out today, and you've got a secret screening happening tonight at the Lido. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. And it's a very interesting sneak peek into the program of the festival. We really wanted to gift our audiences with a very special event on the occasion of the launch.
Thank you very much. But I'm excited about the film tonight. I know what it is, but I'm not going to tell anybody. Don't worry. So the festival in Tamaki, it runs from the 31st of July until the 10th of August, and you've got a very special film kicking off the festival, is that right?
Yes, it's the Palme d'Or winner, It Was Just an Accident, by Jafar Panahi. I think it's a film that is especially relevant at this moment in time, but not just because of the politics, but because it's a film about understanding each other and finding a common ground that allows us to go beyond vengeance and find reconciliation with our own human nature.
Wow, it sounds, I mean, I'm sure it's a beautiful film, and there's no place better to see it, I think, than in a packed house at the Civic. I mean, it really, the film festival is so special at this time of the year because you really get to experience like film as a community, I think. That's what I really enjoy about the festival. And of course, the Civic is a wonderful place to see a film anyway. So tell me about the...
Yes, definitely.
Sorry, Paolo, sorry to get you up there. But tell me about the program. Is there anything, I mean, I've noticed you've got some lots of local films, lots of music films as well, which is especially dear to the heart of us here at BFM. But yeah, tell us a bit about the program and putting it together. I'm sure it was a lot of work.
Yes, definitely. This year we managed to bring to New Zealand audiences more than 100 films in between Aotearoa films and international ones. We were especially happy to bring more than 30 films just out of Cannes, meaning that New Zealand audiences are among the very first ones in the world to discover all the major winners of the main film festival in the world. But at the same time, as you just said, we are a primary platform to launch local New Zealand films, and among them there are two beautiful portrayals of local musicians. One is Anchor Me, the Don McGlashan story, and the other one is Life in One Chord, which is a portrayal of Shane Carter. I feel that apart from these films, definitely some of the Cannes titles are worth mentioning, including the closing film Sentimental Value, which was the Grand Prix winner, and it's a terrific story about recovering from family trauma through films. And then some very cultish kind of films, like the Spanish film called Serrat, which I would say is a Mad Max in the Moroccan desert with an auteur twist. And very fun films like Lesbian Space Princess, which is a beautiful LGBTQ plus film, but at the same time, it speaks about accepting one's own self as you are, regardless of your sexual identity. Or Lurker, another film that deals with a strange form of attraction, but it's also about getting ahead in the music industry. So yes, there are films for everyone, and I feel like there are also quite a few films that are good for those who are looking for a connection between cinema and music.
That's all. I mean, it sounds wonderful. Lesbian Space Princess, I wrote that down. I highly recommend, if you're out there listening to this and getting very excited to see a whole bunch of films, you charge into a local library or a cafe or up here at BFM or any of the cinemas that are showing screenings. So we're talking the Academy in the City, Lido in Epsom, Hollywood Avondale, and the Bridgeway over in the North Shore, and of course, I guess the Civic if it's open, and pick up a program as soon as you can and start looking through this very dense and incredible program that you've put together for us, Paolo. Thank you so much for doing this work and for joining us this morning. And we're really looking forward to the screening this evening and to the festival in general. Thank you so much, Paolo, for being with us this morning. And for, I mean, I am fizzing, I gotta say. And a very special shout out actually to Callum and Annabelle, who used to do the Top 10 show. They are premiering their show, their film The Weed Eaters, at the festival. So thank you for putting
that. I didn't know that's another gem in the festival. I would really recommend that. It's really a great, great show of talent and inventiveness.
That's what I like. I mean, we already know that here at BFM because how much work they put in up here. But we're so excited that the rest of the world gets to discover that too. So thank you, Paolo. And we'll see you tonight at the secret screening at the Lido.
Thank you. See you at the movies.
See you. That was Paolo Bertolin from Whānau Marama, the New Zealand International Festival. The program launches today, and you can buy a 10-trip pass right now. And if you do, you will save $75 of the total cost of buying those tickets individually. You can also use that pass to buy tickets to any film you want, so you don't have to go to 10 films. You can take 3 friends to 2 films and then 1 friend to 1 film. You can pitch in with a mate. It's definitely the best value in the festival to see films at the festival. And also, you get access to the pre-sale, which means you can secure the best tickets to the best screenings. For example, the opening night. That pre-sale begins tomorrow and it runs till Thursday. So yeah, jump online, get your tickets to the New Zealand International Film Festival Whānau Marama, which begins here in Tamaki on the 31st of July and runs till the 10th of August. Very, very exciting. Oh man, I can't wait. I really love this time of the year.